This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Right out the gate, I'm thinking the Founding Fathers clearly set up this experiment in individual liberty, grand experiment in freedom, spiritual freedom, religious liberty, so that one day the Democrat Party could foist single-payer health care on the American people via fiat mandate. And truth be told, health care is a misnomer. It is disease creation, disease machinery, disease management machinery. And so we're going to start the Robert Scott Bell Show right there today, talking about the heart of health care, and that is individual liberty. And if you miss that, you miss the whole thing. You don't even bother to read history at that point. So we've got that coming up. We're going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Those of you watching on the YouTube stream, you can see I got one of my favorite shirts from the Truth or Talk Radio gals. Remember them? It's conspiracy, not theorist. Theorist is basically scratched out there. Realist. We are real about the conspiracies we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, that means we're going to be down-regulated somehow on social media, because anytime you even mention the C word, apparently, you know, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, and the Twitters go, we better not let people see that. They might learn something that we don't want them to learn. So that's where we go, Super Don. Are you ready to rock and roll with me on the air?
Indeed, I am. And okay. We'll be opening the hour here with, I got to be honest with you, Kamala Harris has been talked about quite a bit in the news. I've never really looked much into her or even listened to her until today.
She's the new It Girl, though, isn't she? Now replacing Ocasio, right?
Yeah, I think she plays second fiddle on social media to Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. She's like the queen of Twitter.
Yeah.
Cortez is. But Kamala Harris, she's, you know, people are taking her pretty seriously at you know, possibly seeing her run for president.
Yeah, that's the you know, they want the woman to be president, and that's, I think, right. It's about principles, woman, man, or other, if there is other. And, you know, I've got to start there today because she was interviewed, I think, by, was it a town hall meeting, and Jake Tapper from CNN was there, and they were, you know, public audience questions. And, you know, you want to reveal something about what they believe in, right? We got the Ocasio-Cortezes and Bernie Sanders of the world that are out-and-out socialists. And, you know, they just acknowledge the name and they embrace it. And I can respect them for it. I can disagree with them, but I can respect them to say, you know what, this is what I am. This is what I believe. I mean, I like it when they come right out and say it instead of, like most Democrats, pretend that they're not, but they really are. How do I mean? Well, let's start with, I want to say Kamala Harris now. I've messed up her name. Kamala, right? Kamala Harris. In this town hall meeting, and this is a question posed by an audience member about health care, so-called health care. And we're going to parse the audio clips here to kind of get perspective that you're not going to hear anywhere else in broadcast media. I'll dare say it, not even on other talk radio shows. So let's give a listen to see where this goes.
What is your solution to ensure that people have access to quality health care at an affordable price? And does that solution involve cutting insurance companies as we know them out of the equation?
I believe the solution, and I'm actually feel very strongly about this, is that we need to have Medicare for all. That's just the bottom line.
Okay, well, she failed right there because the woman did say quality health care, didn't she? She said, asked about quality health care, and she went right to the government. Medicare for all.
Medicare for all. Yay!
Right. Yeah.
That's a very very popular response in some crowds right now. That's a big thing right now they're talking about.
Well, and it's interesting, as I'm watching the pundits on this subject, they're going, oh, she's going to wipe out the insurance industry. I'm like, I don't care. You know, the people on the Republican side of this are going, how dare you? Because, you know, there are going to be hundreds of thousands of people will lose their jobs. Well, when did the Democrats care about that unless it was politically expedient, right? In this case, it's politically expedient to say people who work for the insurance industries are the bad guys. So let's eliminate them. What about us here that believe in limited government? Yeah, the bad guys were the 800,000 people working for the federal government. Now, I don't mean that literally, that they're all bad guys. But, you know, the point is, this is not something that really contributes to society. It's not productive. It's taking from. Oh, somebody will say, well, I'm getting this service. But, yeah, it's via theft of your fellow American. If you believe that is kindness by force, you're redefining kindness. You're certainly redefining charity. So let's find out what the origin thought forms of Kamala Harris are on why she believes in Medicare for all.
And I'll say this, and this is, I think, why you're also asking this question. What we know is that to live in a civil society, to be true to the ideals and the spirit of who we say we are as a country, we have to appreciate and understand that access to health care it should not be thought of as a privilege. It should be understood to be a right.
So where does she get this from? You know, civil society, if we're to be what we claim to be, health care becomes a right. Where in our founding documents did anything like that appear? So it's completely devoid of reality. It's devoid of any knowledge of history that she just makes it up. And just like a lot of leftists, love you, God love you, but my gosh, you just make it up. You'd like it to be the case. Okay, fine. Call yourself a socialist then. You want to mandate participation in a system that I would never want to voluntarily enter. Okay, I'm just saying. But let's talk about this right. Making something a right, then it couldn't be an entitlement too, could it? Let's find out.
It should be understood to be something that all people should be entitled to so that they can live a productive life, so they can have dignity. And having a system that makes a difference in terms of who receives what based on your income is unconscionable, it is cruel, and in many situations that I have witnessed, inhumane.
So, productivity, dignity, income, these are all focus group tested words. And these are words designed to have you triggered into agreement with Kamala Harris that if you don't believe in Medicare for all, which is, you know, again, a form of socialism, that you are not, you're not really in favor of dignity or productivity or fairness. This is another word you'll hear a lot about, fairness. But entitlement is key. She used that word, entitlement. What are you entitled to? If health care is a right, it means you can hold your gun up to any health care provider and say, give it to me, demand it. It's my right. But again, your right stops where other people's rights begin. So somebody who is a health care provider, don't they get a say? Don't they get to say that, you know, if you want my services, this is how you will compensate me? Of course, in the modern medical monopoly system, even the health care providers don't get a say. They get very little say. Because the insurance company's true. Third-party payers get to dictate to the doctors what they get to do. But what do you think happens when you turn over all private insurance to the federal government through Medicare? Do the doctors get to say what to do? Do the patients have much of a say in it? No, you get covered, but covered by what? And I think there's like a personal story that Kamala wants to bring in. She didn't talk about much what it is. If you know something about it, Super Don, let me know. Here we go.
I have talked about my personal experience of my mother who passed away many years ago and going through the healthcare system with her. And she had the benefit of having Medicare. But not everybody does.
All right. So her mother passed away years ago. She had Medicare. I'm struggling to see the point here. She had it. Not everybody does. Her mother passed away. I mean, what is this idea that if everybody had Medicare, no one would pass away? What is this idea they think is going to happen miraculously? Look visually over my left shoulder. What Kamala Harris does want, and all Democrats want, and most Republicans don't even know the history of that this is reality, the system that Medicare is the third leading cause of death. The system that insurance covers, currently, even private, semi-private insurance, is the third leading cause of death. So even as insurance stands today, I'm not in favor of it. But I'm certainly not in favor of mandatory participation, much like Obamacare was, even further into this Medicare debacle for all.
And it is inhumane. It is inhumane to make people go through a system where they cannot literally receive the benefit of what medical science can offer.
What benefit can medical science offer besides surgical interventions to put Humpty Dumpty back together again? Think about it. The inhumane aspect of what Kamala Harris is saying is actually the intervention that's happening to our babies the moment they're born in hospitals through allopathic medicine, and they give them a Hep B shot and follow on the vaccination program into the autism spectrum. That's inhumane, Kamala Harris.
Because some insurance company has decided it doesn't meet their bottom line in terms of their profit motivation. That is inhumane.
No, what's inhumane is mandatory participation in Medicare for all against the will of the people who know better. There's even more. Tapper asked her again.
Just to follow up on that, and correct me if I'm wrong, to reiterate, you support the Medicare for All bill, I think initially co-sponsored by Senator Bernie Sanders. You're also a co-sponsor on it. I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance. So for people out there who like their insurance, they don't get to keep it?
No, they wouldn't get to keep it. No, but that... Again, I'm not a big fan of insurance as it is, but finally, talk about efficiency in healthcare delivery.
Well, listen, the idea is that everyone gets access to medical care, and you don't have to go through the process of going through an insurance company, having them give you approval, going through the paperwork, all of the delay that may require. Who of us has not had that situation where you got to wait for approval and the doctor says, well, I don't know if your insurance company is going to cover this? Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
Yes, eliminate all of that and separate medicine from the state. Separation of medicine and state. Kamala Harris is off of her rocker if she thinks that delays are going to go down in a socialized system, in a single-payer system, Medicare for all. Have you been to the United Kingdom? Have you been to Canada? You can get a lot of coverage, but it ain't going to be quick.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's the best EDpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click the best EDpill.com. That's THE bestEDpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, if you're eating what Big Pharma is selling you, you're probably in with Kamala Harris going, yes, give us more drugs for free. It's our right. How can we have dignity without drugs for free, paid for by your kids and grandkids, the debt that they will throw on it through a single-payer system, mandated Medicare for all, right? Sound good? Once again, I'm not a fan of insurance companies because I don't think insurance is insurance anymore. Insurance would be pooling resources for unexpected catastrophes. What Kamala Harris is saying is about pay for any little thing that happens to you, and you don't have to worry about it. Freedom? Who cares? Freedom? That's too dangerous. Freedom. My goodness, man. Can you imagine what life would be like if you had the freedom to choose the life you want to live, the medicine you want to take or don't take, the shots you want to get or don't get? You're for your kids? No, we can't have that. What modern medical Democrats are basically promoting is the strengthening of an already existing medical monopoly in a medical police state. Mandatory participation on steroids. I mean, Obamacare wasn't bad enough for you? Oh, well, the problem with Obamacare is that it left insurance companies in charge of, oh, yeah, really? No, the problem with Obamacare was that it mandated participation in an insurance scheme for which many people in America had woken up and said, you know what, it's time to leave it behind. I want homeopathy. I want herbs. I want supplementation. I want organic non-GMO food. And if I need a doctor, let me choose my doctor and let them compete in a marketplace of ideas, who's the best. It might be a naturopath. It might be a homeopath. It might be an herbalist. It might be an energy healer. You got that? Who's discussing this? Who is discussing this? And even our alternative new media talk radio world. It's about how are we going to manage the expense of monopoly medicine? Well, we'll just pawn off the costs on the next generation, make everybody pay for it, pool the taxpayer dollars together, and then you get whatever you want. No, thank you. Third leading cause of death is actually the first leading cause of death. You want to see death rate rise. You go to a hospital, you're more likely to die. Well, I say more likely, but equally likely to die from the food they're giving you there. Which leads us to our next story. This is interesting. This is about malnutrition in hospitals. You see this, Super Don? Malnutrition in hospitals. People aren't eating the food they're being given in hospitals. I'm like, they're probably better off for not eating it, but I get it. I get it. You know, it's starve a fever. But why would they starve a fever when they give their patients Tylenol to reduce the fever and suppress their liver function? And then give them toxic GMO-laden, high fructose corn syrup-laden foods. Jello, food coloring. Dietitians still at it. Malnutrition in hospitals linked to greater risk of death, study finds. I think being in a hospital is linked to greater risk of death, is it not?
Well, in that headline alone, it was screaming moment of duh, really. I mean, you're kidding me, right? Malnutrition linked to greater risk of death? Yeah, duh. Yeah. But what they're doing here is they took a look at people that eat the food that they give you in the hospital. I don't know. I've never eaten food in a hospital before personally. Fortunately, knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Do you remember school lunches? School lunches.
I do, and I've been at the hospital with other people.
Yeah.
When they've brought them the food.
Right.
And, you know, it's not an organic meal, depending on what you get, but a lot of the stuff that they do give you, you know, is not really great. Especially a lot of the prefab stuff that they come up with.
Right.
And so what they're saying here in this study is that people are not eating all of the food that they're given in the hospital. One out of three patients were eating about half of the food that they're served, and so they are suffering if they're in there for any extended period of time from malnutrition.
Well, what have I said over the years? If you go to a hospital, bring your own food or have people bring you food. I'm not kidding. I've been saying that for years. This is not something new to me. The fact that they're eating less of what the hospital is giving them, I think, is to their benefit, although they say it increases mortality. But, again, the fact that you go to a hospital will increase mortality. We've talked about hospitals in business. Mortality rates are pretty regular and typical and high.
But here's a question that's begged, I think, in here. If they're suffering from malnutrition, are they suffering more from malnutrition because of the amount of food they're eating or the food that they are eating?
The lack of the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in the food that they are given. And by the way, folks, how many people go to hospitals and get an assay, a mineral assay done? Let's see. Are you deficient in any of these known minerals that are critical for life changing and positive healing metabolism to occur? No. They're giving you drugs in replace of real supplementation and real food. But that's hospital in America.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Temperatures are expected to reach between 15 and 30 below zero in some parts of the country. Dr. Tom Walters, an emergency department physician at Cleveland Clinic, has some tips if you really do have to head outside.
You want to cover up all exposed areas that you can, fingers, ears. Some things you can't cover up as much, like a nose, although in this day and age there's a lot of face masks out there you can wear if you're out working in the cold.
Police say it was a dangerous drug raid and shootout that left five Houston police officers injured and two suspects dead. Houston Police Union President Joe Grimaldi says he's sick and tired of people using the anti-police rhetoric against them.
We've just had enough. We go out there every single day, we put our lives on the line, and all we want is a fair shake and for people to understand that we're the good guys. We love our community.
Grimaldi was speaking there on Fox News, and he also said he wants to keep people accountable for their actions. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, opening the show today with Camaro Harris. Now, we're calling her Camaro Harris. And her perspectives on abolishing private insurance, which is a scam and a scheme. I'm not a big fan of it, the way it's run, of course. But to replace it with Medicare for all, you know, this is when I take stock almost in the moment of me delivering whatever's flowing through me on the subject. And I do think at that point, we are so far outside of the mainstream, it's a wonder anybody listens to this show. I mean, it's like, you know, Robert, you're off on an island by yourself because you believe in freedom. And I know I'm not the only one. I guess I'm one of the few that actually focuses on the health side of freedom and recognizes that without health, the freedom that you desire will be much more difficult to attain and maintain because you will find yourself debilitated and dependent on someone delivering something to you. You might, some dare might call it health care. But as it stands today in America, it is not health care. There's no health in it, very little care. And even if you would argue, well, there's care there, I care enough to deliver you drugs for which you have no deficiency in. I care enough to inject you with toxic poisons that you wouldn't put in a baby's bottle. Because I care, right? Democrats care. In California, they care so much, they refuse to allow moms and dads to say no to vaccines if they have, you know, if they have to send their kids to public or even private school. Good luck trying to get medical exemptions now in California if you homeschool, even. Or if you do send your kids to school, they're going after the medical doctors who are providing exemptions and saying, well, they don't know what they're talking about. They're attacking the doctors for being doctors. So I look at these subjects, and, you know, again, this is just me feeling all lonely and isolated and just, you know, super down. You'll pat my head and make me feel all better.
Do you need a hug?
Yes, I do. In fact, I do. But, I see this because I do have a sensitive side, believe it or not. And I really feel a level of compassion for the folks that are locked into Camaro Harris consciousness. I mean, I'm sad for them. At the same time, I don't want to be sucked down into it. And I want to, you know, deliver the molecular hydrogen-enriched cold water for those people to wake them up to recognize that the power to heal is within them, not within the government. Not within a government or a private, much less semi-private or government insurance scheme for medical mandates. And yet, you know, I grew up in modern medicine. You've heard my story over the years. If you're new, you know, go back and listen to the archives. I didn't know any of this growing up. Maybe intuited something, but not really. This had to be an unlearning scenario to a relearning scenario. So we've got a lot of unlearning to do in America and around the world when it comes to the hocus-pocus magic sorcery that modern medical minions have just kind of put on all of us. So, again, I try to remember where I came from so I'm not too hard on the folks that are not yet here with us. And again, I'm appreciative. I'm not forgetting everybody that's already here with me. That's not what I meant. Just feeling it when I look at Camaro Harris and all the people fawning over, Medicare for all, yes. And then I go, oh, we've got a long way to go. And we've come a long way, too. But we do still have a long way to go. I'm not under any delusion that, hey, it's over. There's a lot more we have to do, folks.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, maybe this will bring me out of my funk. Natasha or Natisha? How do you pronounce Natasha? I've not seen it. I've seen Natasha, but Natasha?
Yeah, that's kind of cool. It could go either way, I think.
Where is Boris nearby? Natasha and Boris? No, Natasha.
Who said squirrel?
Yes, exactly. Dear, hello, Dr. Bell. Remember, the word doctor, I only accept when it's the true origin of that word, the meaning teacher and healer. Don't call me a doctor if you think I'm anything like the medical minions that I speak out against. I'm so grateful for your videos, she says. I came across them when I was looking up colloidal silver, which was suggested to me by a YouTuber. I was recently diagnosed with latent TB. That is tuberculosis for those in Washington, D.C. And I'm looking for a more natural way to cure it. The doctors want to put me on medications for 9 months because I'm nursing. It's the safest for the baby. Or so they say. I'm going to add that in there. Antibiotic or a three-month one. So they want a nine-month antibiotic or a three-month one. How do they claim any antibiotic is safe for the baby? Not sure. Either one, the side effects are atrocious, she says, and I am not willing to put my body through liver failure. See, that's how do you define safety? One of the things that could happen while we're on this very safe drug protocol for you, Miss Natasha, is liver failure. And if that doesn't happen, you could go deaf. You could go blind. You could become jaundiced, which is on the road to liver failure. You could have itchy skin. If you're lucky, it's only going to be itchy skin. Or you might have numbness. And there's a lot more that Natasha didn't list here. And this is like modern medicine, right? Camaro Harris wants you to have access to that. No, thank you. No, thank you. Natasha continues, my issue is I can't find much about how to heal tuberculosis naturally, much less latent TB. Do you think colloidal silver will work? What is the best way to administer it? Approximately how long should I consider taking it before I have my doctor test my blood again? Should I use DMSO to make the colloidal silver penetrate better? I heard diatomaceous earth is good to take as well. Is that safe to take with colloidal silver? What are your thoughts? Please help. Most grateful, Natasha. That's a lot of questions in that. But good information as a back starter. Now, I'm not going to start with colloidal silver or silver hydrosol here. Why? Because it isn't even necessary. Why would I say that? Robert, you're a big fan of silver. Yes, yes, I am. I've used it. I've used it with my children. They've never once had an antibiotic. So why wouldn't I immediately jump to silver? Well, it's because we're dealing with not an active form of TB here, a latent form, not manifesting in a disease process that is identified. And it's not necessary. When I first met my mentor all those years ago, when I was 24, and heard about his backstory, I'm just going to go through this quickly. And he was in his 40s. This was in the 1960s in Belgium. And he was diagnosed with tuberculosis. He had spent time in the Belgian Congo, in Kinshasa, and he had had a lot of nasty diseases, and he saw a lot of nasty diseases down there. He was not a doctor. He was not a homeopath yet. He was just a guy going, working like engineering stuff down there. And what do they call the Belgian Congo now? I forget what it is today. But he was diagnosed with TB. The medical doctors, by the time they saw him, said, you're dead. We got nothing. He sought out a homeopathic doctors. They concurred with the allopathic medical doctor's opinion. You're dead. There's nothing we can do. Even homeopathy, you're too far gone for that. He did not accept the prognosis. His back was against the wall. It was do or die. And he decided to do. He went into his local, I don't know, medical library somewhere. He found the only book ever written at the time on how to cure tuberculosis with homeopathy. Okay, it was written in French, Dr. Vanier. And it proceeded to explore or reveal improvements and changes to homeopathy from its inception of the years of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann in his, you know, peasant folk relationships to patients, to the aristocracy all the way in Paris and the high society. They ate far different from the peasants who were farmers. And it talked about using homeopathy to restore function to organs and organ systems. And key to the real healing is and was and was and is a restoration of the integrity of the terrain of the entire body, starting with the liver, starting with the detoxification processes of the most important organ in terms of removal of metabolic waste and environmental accumulations. And so he went on drainage liver remedies. Then he began to address other areas of dysfunction related to the liver, gastrointestinal, the function of the small intestine, the large intestine, the colon, the stomach even. And then he had to change the food that went in him from a conventional commercial diet to an organic simple diet, more raw foods, more real foods. And over the span of a few years, he was able to undo the many years of chronic illness that resulted in a deadly TB infection, which only, by the way, occurs in people who are so weak and sick and debilitated that they can't defend against much of anything. So the key to healing TB, latent or otherwise, is not attacking TB necessarily, but it's restoring functional integrity to the entire body. And that now includes, of course, why he went on organic foods. The minerals were present. And, of course, taking minerals in whole food forms. Now, if you have an overt TB manifestation, we would then incorporate silver, absolutely. I would nebulize it every day, multiple times a day, in fact. Take it sublingually, because it will enhance immune response. It will target any bacterial species, viral species, if I can call them species, but fungal issues, and neutralize all of that while enhancing immunity. But again, without the terrain restoration, you're just using silver allopathically at that point. So the key is restoration of integrity of all the functional systems that you have gone awry, subtly and very overtly and obviously. And some of these frequencies are now going to be available for you with Synergy Science's new Echo Water machines. The molecular hydrogen is already phenomenal enough, but now we have frequencies, resonant frequencies that can be programmed in. So you can say liver, you can say intestines, you can say all of those things, and you have access to things you couldn't. And maybe not in the future if the Fear and Death Administration has anything to say about homeopathy as it's trying to attack it. But yes, silver will work. It will absolutely work. But not in a vacuum. I would use it only in conjunction with the changing of the diet, the lifestyle, the hydration. And now we have the added insult that didn't exist back in the 1950s and 40s and 60s and 70s as much. Electromagnetic field, EM field variations, radiation. So we have to deal with that, too, and that's where the key home technology comes in as well. If you're weakened and debilitated, I know everybody's got strengths and weaknesses, but if you already have this latent TB, that could indicate some other weaknesses. You want to protect yourself from harmful EM field disruption. Cell phone towers, cell phones, Wi-Fi, turn it off at night, and if you can't, you better get the key home technology in your home. You can get that at SynergyScience.com or go find it at RobertsWater.com. Remember, selenium, chromium, silicon, all the things we talk about here. Immune modulation with beta-glucan. Go to BetterWayHealth.com/radio for your best deals on the beta-glucan we get from BetterWayHealth.com. BetterWay Health for the beta-glucan we use to modulate our immune system here every day. Natesha, hopefully that's helpful for you. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Tax facts.
Tax time is here, and that's no time for guessing. So Staples has everything you need for tax season.
Like tax forms, organizational supplies, and TurboTax software.
And right now, you can save up to $20 on TurboTax software at Staples.
With TurboTax, there's no mystery, no guessing. So you report nothing but the tax facts.
Save up to $20 on TurboTax software right now at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only ends 2/2/19.
This is Stacy on her motorcycle.
What an incredible view!
And this is Stacy off her motorcycle.
Does this have sucralose in it?
On her motorcycle.
Oh, the wind in my hair!
Off her motorcycle.
It's pronounced etc., not etc.
On.
Woohoo! Yes!
Off.
No.
You're better on your bike. And with basic policies starting at $75 a year, quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, requires no Camaro Harris either. Sorry that we brought her up even. But we've been talking about Camaros on the break, that's for sure. Y'all listening on GCN, you're missing out on some things, but you can catch the archives later on YouTube or watch them live on YouTube. But GCN Live, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNLive.com. You can catch the archives first there, then at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and as I do mention, YouTube for while we can, and certain segments will appear on our channel on Brighteon, thanks to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Now, before we go into our final segment, story of the segment of Hour 1, we're going to bring Ty Bollinger on. We got Outside the Box to go. Superdon, is the Toxic Mold Summit still going on? And do people are signed up? Day three. All right.
Yep.
Y'all still sign up for it. There's a lot to learn there. Maybe apple cider vinegar can help for that, too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah. So that's okay. Now, there are other upcoming events I want you to check out. I want you to plan for our Canadian friends or non-Canadian friends to be in Canada for Total Health this year in April in Toronto. And I'll do a little video about what I'll be speaking up on up there. So I look forward to seeing everybody up there. Superdon, anything else I'm forgetting to bring up?
Annual NoCo Hemp Expo coming up the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to miss that. Autism One in May, Advanced Medicine Conference. Definitely want to get plugged into that in May as well. You can find all the information on that in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
So, with that, my favorite fruit in the world has now gone big time. Big time expensive, that is.
Your favorite fruit in the world is?
Durian isn't, you know, cheap to begin with. Remember, we talked with Ty about eating durian.
Durian does not look like a fruit. If you've ever seen a durian, it looks like a giant meteorite that's like going to kill you or something.
Yes. Well, if it falls down from the sky, it will, and they grow up in trees. So if you're in a durian farm, you better make sure they got heavy netting underneath you or above you, because you could die faster than a coconut will kill you. They're heavy and they're spiky and they will go through you. But I love durian nonetheless. It's my favorite fruit in the whole world.
But here's the thing about durian: it's not the weight of the durian. More the appearance of the durian, which, I mean, seriously, it looks like a giant puffer fish It's all blown up, but it's going to, you know, like stab
but it's
you.
None of that. None of that. It's the smell that's going
to
kill you.
The smell is what everybody talks about. I have yet to smell durian.
Yeah.
You just
think of the smelliest stinky feet you can imagine, and that's durian. And yet, it's the most delicious creamy custard from God.
Now, and the reason why we're even talking about it today is that apparently in Indonesia, where the durian is common, they've got a durian there that they're charging people $1,000 for a durian.
They've crossbred two very apparently awesome species of durian or whatever. They say they call it the J Queen variety.
The super durian.
Yeah,
for $1,000, and so I, whenever I see durian, I think of you, of course, not because you're stinky, but because I know you like it.
Thank you. Yes.
And I thought, you know what? For people who are not familiar with durian, there's a channel on YouTube I love. It's called BuzzFeed, where they do a lot of great videos of people trying things for the first time. I found a video where they got a group of people together, to get them to try durian for the first time. And this is...
Let's give a listen.
It's great. Give this a listen.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
It smells like fart smell.
Oh, my God.
It smells like wet garbage. Trash, old eggs, cantaloupe, passion fruit, old refrigerator.
Oh. It's like we opened it. It's like a dead chicken or something.
It looks like mayonnaise and body parts.
It looks kind of pussy, right?
Aw, why'd you have to say that?
So I don't know what part you're supposed to eat.
Ew. I actually don't think that I'm going to be able to eat this.
One, two, three.
No. It tastes like a banana and a pineapple.
Melon with the texture of an uncooked egg.
Oh, it actually tastes pretty good.
It tastes terrible.
Oh, I just got a weird one.
Definitely not worth the work.
It's kind of mean to you when you're trying to eat it.
It does smell good, but then you get like a whiff and it doesn't smell good. And then like parts of it does taste okay, but then you get a bite that's like not okay.
You can wear a nose plug and have a good time with some durian.
It's like a box of chocolates, but a bad box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know
what?
That's okay. That means there's more durian for me. And my daughter, we liked it. My son and my wife would go, you go outside the house with that durian. You can't come in here with it. So that's okay. It's a very helpful fruit, by the way. High sulfur content, which explains some of the smell. Folks, we're going to smell a lot prettier in hour two because Ty Bollinger is going to join us to go outside the durian box, even though he tried it when he was in Asia working on that next Truth About Cancer event. Folks, thanks for being here. We got a whole lot more healing to go because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.